Welcome to New Wave Heroes, the show that takes you back to the best days of your life. In this show, there's music from Talking Heads, Modern English, The Clash, The Cult, and loads more. Our classic album is from A Flock of Seagulls. I'll be taking a fun look at the music press from the early 80s, plus lots of other features too numerous to mention. Let's go.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire! This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire!
Start this show with REM and The One I Love from the band's fifth full-length studio album, Document, from 1987. Right, so how's things? How's your day going? Better than Dave, I hope, who has just sent me this email. He says, I love my music, but was concerned that my hearing wasn't what it used to be. So I went to the doctors earlier today. I explained that I've got problems with my hearing. He said, what are the symptoms? And I said, Marge has got blue hair and Homer likes a drink.
Only the best music.
I was taken by surprise.
That's a track from the tail end of the 80s, Big Area from English rock band Then Jericho. Remember that? Released on the 16th of January 1989 as the first single from the second studio album, The Big Area. A review at the time from Music Week magazine called it an, quote, anthemic track that sounds promising in a blusteringly catchy sort of way. So loads coming up on the show, including after this next track, a look at some readers' letters and pen pal opportunities from Number One magazine, 1st of October 1983. That's always a good laugh.
New Wave Heroes. The sound of yesterday today. Never sounded so good.
You're right there, Mr. Jingle Man. I mean, how good is that, hey? If that was on a chart of goodness, it would be off the charts. And that was The Cult and She Sells Sanctuary, and that's not easy to say. And that's from May 1985. Peaked at number 15 on the UK singles chart in July of the same year. A review at the time by American magazine Spin, never heard of it, described it as one of those inane pieces of pomp pop that, through no fault of the band's, transcends its formidable pretensions to become a whomping dance record. The drums drive the thing, but the crucial sound is guitar, and lots of it. Electric, acoustic, distorted, echoey, all chasing a snappy riff. So it was going well up until that point, until they said, "Dopey is dopey, but sometimes with the right sound, you can get away with it." I've got no idea what that means, but if you know what that means, you can email the show.
You can contact the show by emailing studio@newwaveheroes.com or via the contact page on the website. Just go to newwaveheroes.com.
Great music, great memories. That's what I call an 80s classic.
And that was the Talking Heads and a track called And She Was, and that's from their 1985 album Little Creatures. It got to number 54 on the US Billboard Hot 100, but it got to number 17 on the UK singles chart, so that's good. Right, it's time for our regular look at the Retro Music Press, this time number one magazine, October 1983. I read a few readers' letters and then a couple of other bits and pieces. Dear editor, who the hell does that stuck-up Tracy Young think she is, saying that Paul Weller's head should be part of Frankenstein's body? Mr. Weller isn't ugly. Maybe she should remember who it was that got her started in the music scene and show a bit of gratitude to him. And that was sent in by an annoyed ex-Tracy fan. Dear editor, congratulations. Your A to Z of David Bowie was brilliant. Fantastic, out of this world, and I think you deserve a medal. Thanks, number one, for showing us how lovely, sexy, handsome David Bowie is. I'm certainly a fan of number one from now on, so hurry and print some more delicious snaps of Bowie, please. And that was sent in from Louise in the Midlands somewhere. Dear editor, is it me, or is it nearly every artist in the singles reviews a new one? Who the hell are the and Fad Gadget? I agree, you've got to have some newcomers, but two out of every three is a bit over the top. Let's have some more well-known groups and leave Fad Gadget and Friends alone. And that was from Jay Watkins, Portsmouth. Dear editor, I'm fed up people slagging off Adam Ant. Then I open up Number One magazine and see Steve Strange dressed up as an American footballer. Stripes and all, just straight from the Ant video. Surely people can't slag Adam off and then use his Ant formula in their shows. Is there no justice in this world? And Elizabeth sent that in from County Tyrone, Northern Ireland. Here's a few pen pal letters. Hi there, I like most pop music, especially Dexys and Spandau Ballet. My pet hates are snobs. Black Sabbath and Stilton Cheese. I don't like that either. So if that appeals to you, write to me. And that was from Gertrude Froglet. Is that a real name? From Derbyshire. She must have changed her name, surely. You wouldn't put up with that, would you? Gertrude Froglet. Here's another one. I'm a female punk into Sex Pistols, Exploited, Infra Riot, Peter and the Test Tube Babies, and most other punk bands. I dislike mods and posers. I'm also into the occult. I would like a girl or boy punk to write to me. If possible, I would like you to live in London so we could go to gigs together. And that's from Chelsea Hounslow. You can't afford to go to gigs in London these days. Here's another one. If you happen to be male, reasonably good looking and into Duran Duran and Culture Club, or anything futuristic, then why not write to me? I'm Yvonne, better known as Jilly. I've got dark brown hair and blue eyes. Spandau belly, make mine spew. Galaxy and freeze, send a horrible chill down my spine. Bucks fizzle out on me. I find modern romance a turn off. And Motorhead, my list of dislikes. That's clever, I like that. My turn-ons are John Taylor, Nick Rose, Lamal, Boy George and David Sylvian. So who do you think said this about Simon Le Bon? Here we go. When I first met him a few years ago, he had a pair of pink spotted leopard skin trousers and he was just so outrageous. We weren't sure if we were doing the right thing in asking him to join us because he didn't have a brilliant voice. But a guy has either got that special it or he hasn't. Who do you think said that about Simon Le Bon? That he couldn't sing? Yeah, his bandmate Nick Rhodes. One last one. God, the music press back in the day was so cruel. Simon Le Bon is just a chubby bit of crumpet. He's not even good looking. If you just want my opinion, which you don't, of course. And Number One itself magazine said that. So that was a few bits and pieces from Number One magazine, October 1983. This is Depeche Mode and Pleasure Little Treasure.
The soundtrack to our lives.
Everybody's talking about the state of the nation. Everybody's
Sean has written in and he says, my story begins in the winter of 1981. At that time, I was working as a mechanic in a garage. And as you can imagine, all sorts of people would come in and leave their cars for repair and whatnot. One Friday, which I'll never forget, in walked what appeared to be a mother and daughter. The daughter gave me a nice smile, but I wondered who was looking after the swamp in the mother's absence. She had the sort of face that if you got a second opinion, it would still come back ugly. In fact, she reminded me of something I would draw with my left hand. This encounter caught me by surprise, and I dropped my spanner, which scared the cat. The cat knocked over a plant, which fell and hit the mother's car. Now, as you can imagine, that wasn't good. She shouted, you stupid head. Watch what you're doing, you sucker. The daughter smiled and I smiled back. You think that's funny, do you? Said the mother. You absolute end. Now, I'd been in relationships before, so I knew how to calm women down. It's quite a skill, really. Firstly, you just ask them to calm down. That normally does the trick. But if it doesn't, or makes things worse, just say, you sound just like your mother. That's always a winner. However, I couldn't do that on this occasion, as it was the mother that was angry. Anyway, long story short, it was love at first sight for Jane and I. Jane was the daughter, not the swamp monster. Things moved fast and we were married the following year. I never did get on with her mother. We didn't get off to the best start. Apart from the garage incident, she said to me once, if you were my husband, I'd poison your tea. And I said, if I were your husband, I'd drink it. I'm sure if you looked up evil mother-in-law in the dictionary, there would be a picture of that woman. But we made the best of a difficult situation, and to anyone listening, true love really can conquer all. Even a mother-in-law from the fires of hell. My tune is Special Brew from Bad Manners, as it reminds me of the day I met Jane.
I'm gonna spend all my money on you.
that was Bad Manners with Special Brew, and thanks to Sean for that insight into what must be a very challenging life. Right, just for fun, I thought I would do a top 20 countdown of silly things that mums say. I bet you remember some of these from back in the day. So here goes.
And now the most poptabulous chart countdown on the radio. The most accurate chart-tastic chart and the only chart that counts.
At number 20, if you live under my roof, you're going to follow my rules. At 19, we can discuss this when you're older. At number 18, because I said so. Yeah, I heard that a lot. Number 17, you're okay. That's after you fell off the swing. She spits in a hanky and then just wipes your arm. Oh dear. Number 16, you can be anything you set your mind to. And number 15, go ask your father. 14, don't let that bother you. And number 13, practice makes perfect. And number 12, back in my day. At number 11, then I'll just leave you there. And this week's top 10, you kids will be the death of me. At number 9, eat your dinner. There are starving children in Africa. Bob Geldof's parents used to say that to him a lot. At number 8, how many times do I have to tell you? At number 7, you've got to toughen up. And number 6, I love you right now, but I don't like you. That's a wicked thing to say. And this week's top 5, don't make me turn this car around. At number 4, I'm not going to tell you again. At 3, I brought you into this world and I'll just as soon take you out. Oh dear. And number 2, wipe that smile off your face or I'm going to wipe it off for you. Right, we've all had that one. And this week's number 1, stop crying or I'm going to give you something to cry about. Did that sound familiar?
Remember this golden classic. Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Somewhere in
And that was Somewhere in My Heart from Aztec Camera, and this is New Wave Heroes. And Gemma has emailed, she says, I love the show, Neil, it takes me right back. Yep, that's great, I love making them. She says, I saw on the news earlier that Egyptian archaeologists have discovered a mummy covered in nuts and chocolate. They believe it to be the Pharaoh Roche. That's a good one, Gemma, I like that. So coming up, a short retro ad break, and after that we'll be taking a closer look at this show's classic album from A Flock of Seagulls.
Remember!
Now that's what I call music, at our price. 30 great tracks, including 11 number ones, and you get Culture Club, Phil Collins, Duran Duran, Simple Minds, Madness, Catch a Goo Goo. Now that's what I call music, just $5.99, album or cassette. You'll find thousands of great tracks at our price. Every one of over 75 shops has the top 60 records in stock. Look for your favourite soon.
Get down to our price, our price.
Get Michael Jackson. And relax on Don't Stop Dancing. 18 great dance hits from Telstar.
Totally awesome 80s.
Okay, so it's time for this show's classic album. And this show's classic album is A Flock of Seagulls from A Flock of Seagulls, which is their debut album, released in April 1982 on Jive Records. It got to number 10 on the US Billboard Hot 200 and number 32 on the UK Albums Chart. A retrospective review by All Music Magazine gave the album 4.5 stars, calling it great fun and a wonderful collection of new wave ear candy. So let's hear some of that new wave ear candy, and I'll tell you more after this.
Classic albums.
So that was Telecommunication from A Flock of Seagulls' debut album, A Flock of Seagulls. It was the first single from the album, but it didn't get into the charts, unfortunately. It was popular in clubs though, but it was just getting warmed up at this point. Melody Maker said, "It's more of a picture than a record. You can see the whole song developing under your eyes until it trashes the canvas and rips it up in your face, so you put it on again." Right. And there were three other singles released from the album, Modern Love is Automatic, I Ran, and this one I'm going to play now, which was their fourth single from the album. The song reached the top 30 in the UK in June 1982. Do you remember what you was getting up to in June 1982? Ever think about that while his record's on?
Classic albums.
From the album was Space Age Love Song, and that regularly pops up in movies and video games, including Spider-Man Homecoming and Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories. Have you played that game? So I'll play one more track from the album. The band earned a Grammy Award in 1983 for this one, for the best rock instrumental performance. It's called DNA. Unfortunately, at the time, the band wasn't told that they'd won the award, so they didn't turn up to collect it. And they got some bad press over that. But it's a great track. See what you make of this.
Classic albums.
We'll be right back.
Three great tracks there from the awesome album A Flock of Seagulls from A Flock of Seagulls. If you're not familiar with it, give your ears a treat and check it out. Time for a few more tracks before we go, but first an email from Mel, and she says, did you see in the showbiz news earlier this week that Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac once turned down a marriage proposal from Star Trek's William Shatner? She said the reason was that she didn't want to be known as Stevie Shatner Nicks.
Flashback. Moving forward, using all my breath, making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around. Getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. Trapped in a state of mm-hmm.
Two tracks in a row there. First you heard I Melt With You from Modern English, and that's one you don't hear very often, and that's from their album After The Snow. And you just heard The Clash with Janie Jones. And that brings us to the end of this New Wave Heroes. Thanks for listening. As always, I've had a lot of fun. I hope you have too. To contact the show, you can just email studio@newwaveheroes.com or visit the website and the contact page there. Some breaking news before we go. Sadly, whilst we've been on air, the inventor of the windchill factor has died, age 71. His final words were, "It felt like he was 95. Echo and the Bunnymen and Lips Like Sugar are going to play us out. I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Alone in the river, mirror kissing.